USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Leaders of many countries are concerned about the new COVID variant from South Africa. It's called Omicron. Experts are still learning about it, like Dr. Susan Hopkins, chief medical advisor at the UK Health Security Agency.
This situation is rapidly evolving and changing. We didn't know this variant existed less than a week ago.
South African epidemiologist Dr. Richard Lussels.
That's what concerns us, that those people that have recently been infected with the Delta variant and have some immunity, that immunity may not protect them as well against this new variant.
Dr. Shi Za, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health.
We're going to have some preliminary data on how well our vaccines are holding up by early to mid next week.
Concerns about the variant have led to the U.S., Canada, and the EU to ban travel from South Africa. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
One rescuer at a coal mining accident has been found. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports on an area in Siberia.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including 6 rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After months of heat waves and drought, weather in the Pacific Northwest has flipped to flooding rain and gusty storms. Forecasters say stormy conditions in the northwestern U.S. is expected to continue, with not one but 2 storms heading for the region. Forecasters say northwestern Washington in particular could be the hardest hit area in the U.S. The heaviest rain is forecast to fall on the Olympic Peninsula and southern Vancouver Island on Monday. The good news, much of the West will have above-average temperatures over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
It's that time of year again to look for monarch butterflies. USA's Val Dior has this report.
Now that the summer breeding season is coming to a close, the fall monarch migration monitoring begins. JourneyNorth.org wants input, especially from Gulf Coast states. They ask that you please report all monarch adults you see, whether or not you think they're migrating south. Reports should reflect the number of monarchs you see at a single location, and submit photos if you can. The study was set up at JourneyNorth.org to help conservation efforts for a dwindling monarch population. Val Dior reporting.
Nearly 400 FedEx packages were found at the bottom of a canyon in Blount County, Alabama.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sheriff's office reported that company employees believe they'll be able to determine what happens once the packages are scanned into their system. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.